USA Radio News.
Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it.
President George Bush speaking at the state funeral for his father, former President George H.W. Bush. Bush 43 continued with the last conversation he had with his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said he, I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The work to replace iron and lead pipes in Flint, Michigan is well ahead of schedule. Mayor Karen Weaver announced that 18,000 pipes have been replaced, while another 12,000 will be removed and replaced by next July.
That's what's so great about this is we achieved this in record time. And so because we have surpassed the 18,000 mark, people say, well, what's going on next? What are you doing? I said, we're going to keep going.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, as we remember the late President George H.W. Bush, former Republican Senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, praised the President at his state funeral.
The history books will and are treating him most fairly. While uncovering some other powerful traits, his great competitiveness, his raw courage, and his self-discipline. Recall the Andrews Air Base Conclave, where congressional participants drafted a remarkable bill that dealt with two-year budgeting, entitlement reform, comprehensive and catastrophic health care, social security, and much more. But it required a critical ingredient called revenue, translated into the word taxes. Translated into the words, read my lips. And the group went to George and said, look, we can get this package done, but we must have some revenue. And he said, I'll never forget, he said, what I've said on that subject sure puts a hell of a lot of heat on me. And then they all said, yes, but we can get it done, and it will be bipartisan. And George said, okay, go for it, but it will be a real punch in the gut. Bob Dole then, a loyal warrior for George, took it back to the Senate, and we won a very strong bipartisan vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.